Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, countries were racing to contain the Omicron coronavirus variant by restricting travel and imposing new quarantine measures, as new cases were detected around the world on Sunday. A third case was identified in the UK and dozens more were being treated as suspected cases, people familiar with the matter told the Financial Times. The government mandated mask wearing for shops and public transport in England, and people entering the UK will be required to take a PCR test within 2 days of their arrival and self-isolate until they receive a negative result. Next, EU ministers meeting in Calais on Sunday called for a new agreement with the UK to tackle the surge of migrants trying to cross the Channel to England from France in small boats. 4 days after 27 people died when a dinghy capsized, Gérald Darmanin, France's interior minister, said European authorities would work towards an even more intense battle against people smugglers organizing boat crossings across the Channel. He added that the main driver for displaced people was the attractiveness of life in the UK. And now, half of the companies that raised more than $1 billion at initial public offerings this year are trading below their listing price, despite robust stock markets around the world. The busted IPOs include some of the best-known names to list, such as UK food delivery app Deliveroo, alternative food manufacturer Oatly and Indian payments giant Paytm. Their weak performance has raised questions about the valuations pinned to companies by large investors such as SoftBank and Warburg Pincus, and leading underwriters including Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. And finally, Virgil Abloh, an American designer known for bringing streetwear into luxury fashion and a rising star within the LVMH group, has died of cancer at the age of 41, the company said on Sunday. Abloh, who had designed menswear for the Louis Vuitton brand since 2018, infusing lines with a mix of sportswear and tailoring that had won praise, had been promoted in July to a broader role within the world's biggest luxury goods conglomerate. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.